New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskNewPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan Alugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, June 10th. Jaguars mandatory minicamp practice number one is in the books. We're going to recap it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out JenJag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I am wearing right now. So, again, mandatory minicamp. Not a lot of the veterans are going to be there. That's how it goes under Doug Peterson. As long as there is high veteran attendance and they get in good work during the voluntary portion of the offseason, you're not going to see a lot of vets at mandatory minicamp. So that's kind of how it went today. There were some vets out there that are interesting to talk about, obviously. Josh Allen was in attendance after doing his own thing during OTAs, which he also did last year. But it was good to see Josh Allen out there. We're going to get into that. But I do want to remind everyone, this is still just like shorts and jerseys, no helmets. This is not full contact physical football. So any major takeaways, honestly, it's a grain of salt type of thing, right? You don't need to be taking away and having, you know, full-blown takes from mandatory minicamp, right? Once training camp starts, once there's real hitting, once you get physical, once, you know, things start to ramp up, then you can start kind of forming some more opinions. But at this point, it's not real football, right? But it is a step in that direction. You're going to start getting training camp practices, you know, mid to late July, getting into August. So we're about a month and a half away from training camp getting kicked off. There will be a dead period. But, you know, today through Wednesday, we'll be out there at mandatory minicamp practice, seeing what a lot of these young guys have. Again, Josh Allen's out there. He's in attendance and he's practicing. Most of the veterans that are at mandatory minicamp, it's because they're either new or they're rehabbing an injury, things of that nature, right? Or they just need to get reps. Like Mac Jones is there. That's a guy I think that he's there because they want to get him as many reps in this offense and this system as they possibly can this offseason. They want to get him up to speed. You know, Trevor Lawrence and C.J. Beathard have been around. They want to get Mac Jones caught up. Darnell Savage was out there. Travis Gibson, Devon Hamilton. Obviously, Devon Hamilton, I think they want to get him as many reps as possible to kind of get back into the type of football he was playing before he had the back situation last preseason. Gabe Davis, Eric Armstead, Roy Robertson-Harris, these guys are all working their way back from injuries, right? So that's why they're out there. But mostly rookie class, undrafted free agents, second-year guys, and back-of-the-roster type players. That's the bulk of the type of players you're going to see out there this week, right? I thought that Brian Thomas Jr., did a fantastic job. And when you're looking at the players that are out there on the field, who do you really want to see stand out this week? Obviously, since Josh Allen is practicing, you want him to stand out, and he did today. But you want to see Brian Thomas Jr. and the rest of the rookie class, and you want to see Mac Jones out there. Like, he's the only quarterback for the Jaguars at mandatory minicamp this week. So he's getting all the reps, and he got in a ton of work today. We did hear from Doug Peterson before practice, going to offer some takeaways from what Doug had to say, obviously. He was asked about Eric Armstead and what he brings. He said the leadership that Eric Armstead brings will be vital for this football team. Said he's the ultimate pro. And this kind of just leads me back to a through line that the Jaguars have consistently been talking about. They strongly believe within this organization, within the coaching staff, the front office, that players that they added to this team, like Eric Armstead, like Mitch Morse, like Gabe Davis, that have been in a lot of playoff games, that have been in big environments, big atmospheres, those players are going to help in December so they don't have a collapse in January, right? They consistently talk about this. So that's one of the big bets the Jaguars have made, is that these veterans they've brought in are going to strongly help this football team when they face adversity. And I think that's just going to be a storyline to watch throughout the season. Peterson was asked about Joshua Cephas, who is a fan favorite rookie wide receiver, undrafted free agent, somebody I thought should have been drafted. Said he's been consistent. He's been good. He said he's done a nice job. He's out there making plays. What he wants to see from him is that to continue into training camp once the pads come on. Doug Peterson also said he's really excited about what Ventrell Miller and Cooper Hodges are able to do. Wants to see them out there in training camp, but he's been happy with what he's seen from them. Two guys that were rookies last year rehabbing from injuries that kept them out of the 2023 campaign. Mentioned Parker Washington again, said that he's healthier and more confident. I think that's the biggest takeaway that Doug Peterson has about where Parker Washington is at right now compared to this time last year. And ultimately, the biggest goal during phase three, which is, you know, mandatory minicamp, he wants to be more competitive, but no injuries. No injuries is the number one goal by far. You want to stay healthy. You want to be able to go into training camp feeling like you have a full roster. He did say, you know, more offense versus defense is going to be good, more competitive, but it's still teaching. No real contact out there, right? The Jaguars did claim Jack Anderson from the Colts, who waived him this past week, interior offensive lineman. He was out there working on the interior. Saw him getting some reps at guard, looked like a little bit of center as well. But Mac Jones, as I mentioned, he is the Jaguars quarterback for minicamp. So what did we see out there today from him? I thought he was pretty darn good. Had some big-time throws down the field, some touchdown passes, throwing with anticipation, letting the ball go way ahead of the guy, you know, making the break, right? The receiver that he's throwing the football to. He's letting that ball go early. He is letting his receivers go up and try to get it. He had a ton of work, as I mentioned, the only quarterback out there. Had a couple misses in individual, but played pretty darn good ball today, in my opinion. Mac Jones did. Brian Thomas Jr. did not let anything hit the ground. I thought this might have been his most solid practice yet. He is really impressive to me. You've seen the deep speed throughout practices.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
But on shorter stuff, the instant separation that he can create with his suddenness and his quickness at his size, when you do also have the incredible speed and length, it stands out. It really does. Wanted to talk about Mason Smith. I did see some hand moves out there today from him, some disengaging from the offensive lineman. No big splash plays or anything like that, but overall, I thought Mason Smith looked pretty good. Jarian Jones, energetic as ever. So much energy out on the practice field. You saw him and Mac Jones chirping a little bit, having a good time back and forth with each other. Didn't make any like standout plays, but continues to look like a very good athlete, energetic, and a guy who communicates pre-snap as well. You're seeing a lot of that from Jarian Jones, and that's critical at this level. Keelan Robinson, the rookie running back slash returner slash special teams star out of Texas, showed off the speed and the hands a little bit down the field today. You got to see him touch the ball a good bit more than you have in a lot of other practices, so it was good to see him. He's just got this natural smoothness. He kind of glides out there on the football field. He can fly really quick in and out of cuts. Travis Gibson was out there as a vet. He's new to the team, obviously. I think that's why you see him. And as much as I think he is probably going to be their edge three right now, the way that the team currently is, the way the roster is set up, I don't think that this is a given opportunity for him. He has to go earn it to be on this football team, and I think he's doing a good job in that regard. Britton Strange, second-year player, as I mentioned, all the second-year guys out there, he had to go low for a pass, had to go dive on the ground and get a pass, and he was able to do that. Good grab there, made several catches in teams. He was able to make an impact today. A lot of talk about Joshua Cephas, and we will talk about him. But I think Elijah Cook still looks really darn good. Like, this is a player that, as an undrafted free agent last year, forced the Jaguars to keep him on their roster. He was too good to let go. Absolutely too good to let go. And he was a big body, physical guy. He looks really good again. Doesn't let anything hit the ground. Caught a touchdown pass from Mac Jones. He's moving really well out there. He's got the size, got the consistent hands. He's playing well. Joshua Cephas, as I mentioned, he made a really nice adjustment to a ball down the sideline. He had several catches in teams. Another player who is doing a really good job. So I think the back of the roster wide receiver competition is going to be really something to watch throughout training camp and the preseason. Which one of these guys continue to deliver plays? I think it's going to be fascinating because there's a lot of talent there. Josh Allen out there on the football field, playing against guys that are not on the same level as him. It looked like it. He did some nasty work against some of the offensive linemen getting into the backfield. And then his interview after practice was a gem, per usual, from Josh Allen. You should go check it out for sure on the Jaguars YouTube or a lot of other beat reporters, I'm sure, are posting video highlights of that. He's so highly motivated, and he always has been. It's going to be really fun to see him again in 2024. He's in his prime. He's got his new deal. He's trying to lead this team to a Super Bowl. He's trying to win MVP. He's trying to do everything he can to stack up to his family. That's kind of been his internal motivation throughout his entire life, throughout his entire career. You know, his uncle being a college basketball Hall of Famer, he talked about his sister being a WNBA star, winning a championship. He has so many goals, and he's trying to get the rest of the guys on this defense there with him. And there's a lot of guys that he mentioned that have those same goals. Devin Lloyd, Tyson Campbell, Trayvon Walker, he's talked about in the past. Obviously, he mentioned that Eric Armstead is going to be incredible and that he wants to show Eric Armstead that he's not Nick Bosa, but he's Josh Allen, and Josh Allen is a bad MF, right? So it was a great interview. Go check it out. Don't want to just recap the whole thing, but Josh Allen, he is just a gem of a person, a gem of a human, a great leader, great football player, obviously. I feel like somehow he's still underrated in Jacksonville and around the country. Ventrell Miller, as we mentioned, he's worked his way back. I think I've mentioned him a couple times, showing how instinctive he can be. He had a nice pass breakup covering Josiah DeGuara, so you were able to see him continue to make impacts out there on the football field. You saw Cooper Hodges getting some reps at center, right? Doing some work out there. Obviously came in as a guard for the Jaguars. He played tackle at App State. Came in as a guard for them last year. Got injured, but he's getting some work across the interior of the offensive line. Saw Devon Hamilton flash into the backfield looking like Devon Hamilton, pre-injury, pre-health issue. Big-time tackle for loss, obviously not full contact, but would have been a big tackle for loss if it was live. Some penetration there from Devon Hamilton. Darnell Savage was out there working in team drills for the first time, I believe, getting to go against the offense, so it was good to see him. Overall, this was a short practice, 5 periods. A couple of the periods at the end were very long, and they were offense versus defense, the teamwork, getting that in. Doug Peterson said there was going to be more of that, and there absolutely was. It was fun to see so much of that. Overall, I don't think the offense was pushing the ball down the field a lot, but when you don't push the ball down the field, you see a little bit more precision underneath route work, all that good stuff. I think that it was a good practice from the Jaguars on both sides of the football. You didn't see many mistakes. You didn't see guys jumping off sides on either side. You didn't see dropped passes. When defense had the opportunity to make plays, they did. You saw, I think, practice one of the last plays, Terrell Edmonds was able to go get his hands on a football and make sure it didn't turn into a touchdown. So this was a good practice for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Obviously, as I mentioned, a lot of the veterans aren't there. A lot of the guys that are going to be making plays for the Jaguars in September and October and November, December, et cetera, not there. But the guys that were there, I think, made the most of their time. And so I think it was a good practice. But that'll do it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. And you can also become a channel member here on YouTube. Support what we're doing. Get access to some cool perks. Links in the description below. Y'all have a good one.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.